I will freely admit I'm not the wine guru in the building. Monty is the guy who is always talking wines with the folks over at State Street Fruit Store in the wine bunker. But I am a huge connoisseur of local products, and we have a beauty to talk about this morning. Coming this Saturday, the grand opening of Northampton and the Florence area's first ever local winery. The Mineral Hills Winery opens this Saturday, and Larry Goddard of the Red Hen Farm joining me in studio to talk about his new winery. This is awesome. Congratulations, Larry, on this new winery. Okay, now you're going to be selling three specific types of wine to start. But first of all, let's go back to the basics. What made you decide to open a winery?
Well, I guess years ago we started experimenting with meat because we're beekeepers out at Sylvester Road. And we had some apples, so I made wine out of that. I have a long history. My grandfather made wine, and yeah, I remember him doing that, so it was always on my mind. So we went ahead and started experimenting probably around 1990, for our own personal use, of course.
Absolutely.
And decided that this would be a good thing to get into.
We're also here with Phil Corman from CISA, who brought Larry to our attention. And I should mention that he has brought in a bottle of mead and a bottle of apple wine, which in the interest of the federal government, I'm not going to open at this time. But I will promise you, those will not go to waste. We will we'll definitely consume those off the property. But in any sense, you basically are manufacturing three different types of wine, mead, apple wine, and Chardonnay. Talk about those three things you're doing.
Well, we started with a couple of products, the mead and the apple wine, from our own apples, our own honey from our bees. The Chardonnay is a vinifera-type grape, and I can't grow that here. Mm-hmm. I've tried growing viniferas, and we've pulled those out of the ground. So in order to have some mixture, some more familiar-type wines, we're going with a Cabernet Sauvignon and a Chard. The Chard this year, it's ready. The Cab Sav won't be ready till next year, so people have something they're more familiar with. And I'll be focusing on French-American hybrids for grapes, things you find up in the Finger Lakes, like Cayuga, Sauval Blanc.
Nice. We mentioned the Red Hen Farm. You mentioned you have your own bee operation up there. What else do you farm over there?
We have blueberries. We have apples. Mm. And, of course, our beehives. We have beehives at a farm in East Hampton called Mountain View, mm-hmm. where we pollinate out there. We have some at Arcadia, where the same farmer has some squash fields, and some bees on North King Street. So we have some diversity in our locations in case any one area gets hit.
And you can see even with the bees how it connects farmers to each other, because the Mountain View farm, you know, needs to have pollination to occur, and here the bees are being provided, and then we're able to collect the honey and turn it into one product, and then the mead is another product. So Larry, being now on land that is third-generation farmland from his wife's side, you can see that it's you grow certain products, and then you try to see, well, what more can we do with these products, and how can we diversify, and how can we keep it going as a vibrant commercial farm?
Yeah, diversity has been important to us. I mean, this last May, we got hammered by a frost on our apples.
Right.
But we still had blueberries, we still had the honey. So, you know, diversity sort of works.
Are you affected by the seasonal collapse disorder that's affecting honeybees?
Yes, we experienced some colony collapse last year before. This year's been an outstanding year for our bees, though. Wonderful. The story will be told, though, in the spring. We'll see how they come out of the winter with the mites and so forth. But excellent year for our honey. In contrast, a terrible year for our apples.
Larry Goddard joining me in studio. A bad year for apples, really?
For our apples.
For your apples, okay.
We got frosted in
that's
May.
Right. Okay,
May 22nd is a day that a lot of orchards remember.
A date which will live in infamy for local orchards, including the Red Hen Farm, which opens the Mineral Hills Winery this Saturday, 11 to 5. Now, let's go into the process of producing this wine. I mean, is it a long process? How long does it take to put together? And is it a different process for meat as opposed to the wines?
It's a similar process. But there are more steps, of course, for grape wine, where you have to crush and destem the grapes, you know, get them fermenting. For a red, you want to leave the skins on. Mm. For whites, you take them off the skins immediately. So with mead, it's pretty straightforward. Honey, water, and unless you're going to make a flavored wine, you know, some yeast and a few other things, and you're underway.
What's the alcohol content of this wine compared to some other wines maybe on the market?
All my wines at this point are 12% alcohol.
And what's the normal? Is there a normal
range? That's the range.
That's the range.
Between 11 and 13 is what you typically find. Some of the sweeter wines may be 11 with a more residual sugar. These three wines this year are all fairly dry. The apple has maybe 1% residual sugar. The mead's similar. And the Chardonnay I've made dry with a slight oak to it.
And how do you go about, I mean, tweaking it? I mean, obviously there's a natural flavor that comes along with the various types of things you're producing. But is there a way, you mentioned the natural, I mean, how do you tweak these wines to taste a certain way?
That's, I guess, where the art comes in and the fun part comes in. So after the primary fermentation and when you're racking it from tank to tank to get it off the sediment, that's when you can start tuning it. One of the major things you can do is residual sugar. Do you back sweeten? Do you let it go to ferment to total dryness and back sweeten a little bit, depending on the style? Like a Cayuga, they usually like to be sweet. Or do you ferment to total dryness? Do you try to stop the fermentation at some point and just leave some sugar content in there, which is a little more difficult to do?
Is every bottle a little bit, or every batch a little bit different then? I mean, if you try different things, I mean, will one batch of mead be sweeter than a previous batch, for example?
Yes. I mean, especially with honey wines, you try to be consistent with your recipe, but our bees are basically collecting wildflower honey. In other words, we don't know where they go and what they collect. Sometimes some things are frosted. Sometimes some plants are producing better than others. So you'll maybe get more goldenrod and ragweed in the fall and so forth. So each year the honey's a little different. Therefore, your mead will be a little different.
And the great thing is it's all natural. It's all real local stuff. It's not imported.
And it's an example, again, of how the local flavors of where we are dependent on the seasons which we live through. And it's just another way to connect. I think what's so exciting about this, to really be able to say Florence's first winery, Northampton's first winery, is, again, it's just another example of two things. One, how we can keep expanding the local that we can do here if we support our farmers. And two, as we enter winter, we need some wine to carry us through.
So right. Absolutely.
We got to bring it back to that.
Absolutely, Phil Carman. That's an excellent point. By the way, the website is Goddard Farm, G-O-D-A-R-D Farm.com, if you want to learn more. Now, the apple wine, there's three brands. The apple wine, it sells for $12.15 a bottle. That's a nice price. The mead, which is something is very unusual and you can't really get around here, $13.15 a bottle, and the Chardonnay sells for $15.40 a bottle. Now, if you want to taste these wines, this weekend you have the grand opening, right, 11
Correct.
To 5. And you're over there on Sylvester Road in Florence. And what will be happening on Saturday?
Saturday, basically, we'll have a few extras out since it's our opening. We're going to have, popcorn for any kids who want to stop by. We're going to have cider donuts and candy put out. We're going to have our tastings, and this will be our standard time anyhow.
Right.
Fridays through Saturdays, 11 to 5 will be our tasting and tours. Our tours will consist of taking people in the back where we have the winery operation and talking wine with them. Perhaps they even have the people bring their glass with them, and we can tap the tank with the Cab Sav in it, even though it's young, and give them a fourth taste.
Now, the Cab, that's something new that you got coming. We got the Cabernet Sauvignon. You're going to be producing Frontenac and just Chamberson.
Chamberson, yeah. Also a French American hybrid you find a lot up in the Finger Lakes area.
What do you think what will be the capacity you think you'll be able to produce in terms of different types of wines when all is said and done?
I suspect that in the volumes I need to produce, I'll probably be producing 8 wines with some interesting blends. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll be up to around 10 different wines. We expect to do about 500 cases next year. And that's, of course, the tanks are already filling up right now, and we're working on that toward next year. This year, we have less, and we're just starting. So,
does it take a long time to produce a case? I mean, how long does the process take? I guess from box to wire.
Wine can take anywhere from 6 months to a couple multiple years, depending how long you want to age it. If you want to age it on oak for a while, and have something really special and complex, you can do that. Or if you want a young wine, and that's what these are. They're young wines meant to be drunk right away.